Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 22nd. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be sunny and hot, with a high near 103 and winds in the afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy, with a low around 67 and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. In local news, the Sacramento Zoo commemorated World Giraffe Day with a pregnancy announcement. Shawnee, one of the zoo's Maasai giraffes, is expecting a calf late this summer. Shawnee is expecting the calf with Chifu, the Sacramento Zoo's only male giraffe, the zoo announced in a news release on Tuesday. The calf will join the herd as the 21st giraffe born at the Land Park Zoo. When Shawnee shows signs of labor, according to the release, she will be relocated to a stall in the giraffe pen padded with extra bedding to ease the birth. Shawnee and her baby will then remain off exhibit and away from the public for the first 2 weeks after birth to allow private time for bonding and the beginning of the nursing process. The giraffe herd at the Sacramento Zoo mirrors the gendered social structures observed in the wild, the release said. While female calves typically stay in the same herd as their mother, male calves tend to leave their mothers after roughly 15 months to join an all-male bachelor herd. Therefore, if Shawnee's calf is a male, he will be relocated to an all-male bachelor herd after 2 years. If Shawnee's calf is a female, however, she will remain with the giraffes in the zoo's predominantly female herd, which includes Shawnee's niece, Amira, and her daughter, Glory. In California news, the California Employment Development Department has recovered $1.1 billion in fraudulent payments from federal COVID relief programs, Governor Gavin Newsom's office announced Tuesday. The funds were found on approximately 780,000 inactivated benefit cards. Most of the money belongs to the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, the primary target of fraud nationwide, according to a statement from Newsom's office. EDD is responsible for processing unemployment claims, as well as disability insurance and paid family leave claims. During the pandemic, the agency was overwhelmed with unemployment applications, resulting in many fraudulent payments going out. An estimated $20 billion has been lost to fraudulent California claims, according to EDD estimates. All but $1.3 billion of that total involved claims from PUA and other federally funded COVID relief programs, which ended last year. According to Newsom's office, within the past 15 months, there have been more than 1,500 investigations, leading to 467 arrests, 162 convictions and the seizure of more than $3.4 million. In state worker news, about 42,000 public safety employees in California will receive pandemic bonuses of $1,500 each through union agreements posted online on Friday. Governor Gavin Newsom's administration negotiated the payments with unions representing state correctional officers, California Highway Patrol officers and of public safety employees ranging from park rangers to lifeguards. State employee unions have been making cases for COVID-19 bonuses since early in the pandemic. While other state employees were able to work at home, public safety personnel dealt with multiple outbreaks at prisons, hospitals and other state facilities. The stipends will go to employees represented by the California Correctional Peace Officers Association, the California Association of Highway Patrolmen and the California Statewide Law Enforcement Association, according to agreements posted by the Human Resources Department. At $1,500 each, the stipends for the 42,000 employees covered by the union agreements come out to about $63 million. To be eligible for the bonuses, workers had to be employed by the state as of January 1, 2022, and they must remain employed by the state on July 1, 2022. The bonuses won't count toward employees' pensions, according to the agreements. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.